I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorist attacks in Mozambique continue to increase. Many people have fled their homes to escape the attacks, only to find themselves encountering new hardships. Transworld Radio's Hope in Hard Times program was designed to help people struggling with their circumstances. The program shares the hope that is found in Jesus. It also gives listeners tools for coping with the challenges that they're facing. TWR's Ministry Director for Mozambique, Spiway, says,
when such disasters have happened, people do need something that will be talking to them in their deep areas of need, in their spirit, which then helps them to be able to look forward to another day of hope, another day of a possibility to live.
Amid these difficult circumstances, Spiway asks prayer for those who are suffering and for overwhelmed believers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Slavic Gospel Association works with Jewish populations in many different countries throughout the former Soviet Union. Eric Mock says these people encounter a lot of false teaching. One way SGA helps is by translating the book, Reading Moses, Seeing Jesus, into Russian.
The book is helping equip the pastors, specifically working with the Jewish people, to point them to the fact that Jesus is the culmination from Genesis 3:15 all the way forward, that Christ is the culmination of God's plan of redemption, that no more other additional sacrifices are needed, that Christ is the all in all. There's no reason to return to the sacrificial system to earn favor before God.
Pray many Jewish people would continue coming to Christ as a result of this ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a pretty rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.